Welcome to the DiscusGuy.com podcast. Today is May 5th, 2020. Today we're going to be talking about, are discus fish hard to keep? This is one of the most common questions I receive from many customers, especially those customers looking to get started with discus fish. If you go online and you do a search for, are discus fish hard to keep, you'll find a lot of misleading information. If you read some of these forums, especially those forums that claim that they're dedicated to discus fish, you'll see that some people say discus are very difficult to keep. They're very high maintenance. They require 100% water change a day. That is untrue. And it's sad because a lot more people would be involved with discus fish if they knew the truth about how difficult it is to keep discus fish. So the question is it difficult to keep discus fish? Are discus fish hard to keep? The short answer to the question is not really. And let us talk a little further here. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Rob, owner and founder of DiscusGuy.com. We've been in business several years. We don't have a storefront, but we sell solely online, offer live arrival guarantee on all discus fish, and we do have a large blog with many helpful articles related to discus fish. So let us get going. Are discus fish hard to keep? Well, let's take a look at the different factors. Here are the most common factors when this topic comes up. First of all, what size tank do you need for a discus fish? Now, in order for discus fish to grow to the maximum size of around 6.5 inches, they're going to require plenty of swimming space. The rule of thumb is usually 8 to 10 gallons of water for every one full-grown discus fish. However, you could probably get away with 8 gallons of water per discus fish. Like I said, I usually do 8 gallons of water, and it's not a problem. As far as tank size, yes, discus do require more room than your average guppy. So from that aspect, remember, discus fish, 8 to 10 gallons of water per fish. Now, the next question, keep in mind, can you keep a single discus fish? So let's say you have a small 10-gallon tank, and you keep one discus fish in there? Keep in mind, discus are schooling fish. They only feel safe in groups of 6 or more. Therefore, it's not advisable to keep just one discus in a tank. One discus in a tank by itself, even if there's other fish in there, will not do good. You need at least 6 or more discus. Another thing to take into consideration is what fish can be kept with discus fish. We have a whole blog that we talk about this, another podcast and a blog, actually. Keep in mind, discus are slow-moving fish. They cannot be kept with fish that are fast-moving and will compete against them for food. So as you know, discus are slow-moving fish. You put food in there, they're not the fastest fish. So if you have fish that are fast swimmers darting around the tank, you don't want to keep those with discus. Just to summarize from our previous podcast, the best fish to keep with discus include Cory cats, tetras, German rams, and plecos. And, you know, the best ones are the fish that usually swim at the bottom of the tank or swim really slow in the middle of the tank and kind of keep to themselves. Now, keep in mind, the fast darting fish that I say are not good to keep with discus include danios, silver dollars, monos, sharks. Because these guys swim fast, they'll compete for food, and they'll also go after the fins of the discus fish. Now, another thing to keep in mind are discus fish aggressive. Discus fish are cichlids. Obviously, they're very territorial, and they can definitely be aggressive towards smaller fish. Therefore, it's highly recommended to keep discus with fish that are similar in size to prevent from bullying. So even if you have discus with other discus, make sure you try to keep the same size discus in place. That way they don't bully one another, because they establish a natural pecking order, and there's always the king of the tank that will kind of keep everyone else in check. The next thing, take in mind, how much does a discus fish cost? Quality discus fish are not cheap. You know, they'll range anywhere, depending on where you get them from, $20 to $200. the bigger and rarer the discus fish are, the more expensive it's going to cost. You could get a 2-inch discus fish for $50, $60 because it's rare. For example, like Asian leopard discus, you get a 2-inch leopard, Asian leopard discus thing will cost you at least $40 or $50. But be careful when you see discus fish that are for sale very cheap. The very low priced discus fish are either sick or stunted, meaning that they're deformed and they're not going to grow. And obviously you get what you pay for when it comes to discus fish. If it's too good to be true, it is. If you see a discus fish for under $20, I would think twice. That should be a red flag. If you see a discus fish for $10, run the other way. Or just burn your money, because that's basically what's happening. Or if you see a situation where you always see free discus fish, I would be hesitant on that as well, because no one gives good things away. I can understand if it's like a 4th of July promotion or something big like that, but other than that, something's fishy if they're giving away free fish. So why are discus fish so expensive then? Discus fish are expensive because they're challenging to breed. It takes many years of trial and error to successfully breed healthy discus fish. It's complicated, but it's rewarding. So now, as far as keeping the discus fish themselves, what temperatures do discus fish need? Discus fish, they're from the Amazon, where water temperatures are warm. The water temperatures in Amazon are usually anywhere from 82 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Discus could survive in up to 91 degrees Fahrenheit weather. The warmer the water, the better, but you really don't want to exceed 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep in mind, if you keep discus fish with other fish like neons and quarry cats and things like that, you're going to have a problem because the other fish cannot survive the high temperature. So you have to make sure, if you're keeping other fish with discus, you have to keep the temperature range on the low end of the 82, 83 degrees. Now, do discus really need daily water changes? It depends on the specific situation. If you have a 40-gallon tank with 40 discus in it, yeah, you're going to need several water changes daily to prevent the fish from getting sick. But as long as you stick with the rule of thumb, 8 to 10 gallons of water per fish, you don't need to do daily water changes. If you don't overstock your tank and you have the proper filtration, you could get away with one water change per week. So it's not true when you hear that discus require 100% water change every day. It's not true. Another question that take in consideration is, can guppies live with discus? If the guppies are large enough so the discus will not eat them, then yes, they can live together. However, if the discus fish are small and the discus fish could fit them in their mouth, of course, the discus fish will eat them. Same thing goes with neon tetras. So you have to make sure if you're going to get tetras or guppies, they're going to be rather large so they won't get eaten by the discus fish. As far as foods, discus eat the same foods as other fish. Flakes, pellets, brine shrimp, bloodworms, an occasional beef heart. So basically, at the end of the day, it's not that complicated to keep discus fish. I mean, you hear a lot of things online, people so concerned with the pH, and to be honest, we're not water chemists. You could beat yourself to death trying to get the perfect pH. It's not going to happen. What ends up happening, people try to adjust their pH with chemicals. They end up causing a spike in their tank, kills all their fish. To be honest, pH does not matter when it comes to discus fish. The main thing is that whatever your water parameters are, they remain stable and constant. You can't be changing them. You don't want to adjust them with chemicals. Discus fish will adjust to any pH as long as it remains constant. Same thing with the temperature. They'll adjust to any temperature of the water as long as it remains constant. So when you hear people saying, oh, I have to wait till I get my pH down or up, that's nonsense. They don't know what they're talking about. Discus fish will adjust to any pH. So a couple things to keep discus fish: make sure you have a large enough tank. Make sure you don't overcrowd the tank. Make sure you keep up with your water changes. Keep the right types of fish with the discus. Make sure you don't overfeed them. And you're not a water chemist, so don't worry about pH or anything like that. Just make sure everything remains constant, and you should be fine. It's actually pretty easy to keep discus fish. I don't know why people make such a big deal about it, But, you know, that's why we created DiscusGuy.com, to be able to guide you through the ins and outs of keeping discus. So that's about it. So the question, once again, are discus fish hard to keep? The answer is not really. So that being said, that's it for today, guys. I hope everyone's being safe. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us through our website or contact us on WhatsApp on our website. Until then, stay safe, and I hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care.